7.
They have now said that the war has no geographic limitations, so it's really not a war in Afghanistan. It's a war in Yemen, Somalia, Mali. It's a war in unlimited places. The problem is as this war has drug on, they take that authorization of use of force to mean pretty much anything.
All right, so here is the deal. Rand takes a big stand. 13 hours, Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, with a filibuster over the nomination of John Brennan as the CIA director. At issue is drones domestically and the authority to use drone strikes to kill Americans on U.S. soil. Welcome to this version of America Tonight. Big shout out to all of you in those nooks and crannies and everywhere else in between in this great country. An old-fashioned way to do it, and bravo to a guy who probably is going to have a sore voice for making a point that, you know, when things are a little foggy, we need to question them. So if Holder says the president has the authority to use drone strikes to hit Americans on U.S. soil, even if there's no intention, do we just go with it, knowing that Brennan is an absolute drone supporter of the drone program? And how many drones are there? 8,000 drones. The more you read about drones, the more you learn about drones, the more you get information about drones, which I have, the wilder it becomes. I'm not anti-drone. I think it's an effective tool in a war circumstance. I'm anti-drone to spend the bucks to patrol our neighborhoods, of course, and we hope that doesn't happen. There is inherent danger in not having a definition of what it means to have a drone ability to take out somebody on our soil, sitting somebody somewhere at a restaurant or being somewhere else or whatever it is. So what's interesting is the Twitter and Facebook just exploded. Social media was on fire with all of this. It's so unusual. I mean, you think of filibusters, and usually it's a voting situation stopping it, and it has nothing to do with being there for hours and hours and hours. And Rand Paul started just before noon East Coast time on Wednesday and finished right before 1 o'clock in the morning the next day. So how about that? And for Twitter folks, they got to love it because guess what happened? Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, was reading tweets for Rand Paul's filibuster on the Senate floor. How about that? About the 8-hour point of the filibuster is when Cruz started to read them out loud. And what he said was, I'm pretty sure that the senator from Kentucky is not aware of the Twitterverse that has been exploding. So I wanted to give some sampling of the reaction on Twitter so he understands how the American people are responding to his courageous leadership. And there was hashtags, which is what you get on Twitter. And the hashtags were this, Stand with Rand. And Phil Blizzard was the other one. Those were the hashtags. So there were a bunch of sheets, and Cruz read from them, and it was a big moment, really, for social media, for sure. He ended up returning to the Senate floor to read some more tweets, and then backed him up again. So there were other people that jumped up and kind of asked questions or talked about something maybe related to the drone program or something else. 13 hours in total, and will it change what happens, the fate of John Brennan? Does he become the next CIA director? I think so, but it certainly sheds light on drones and the definition of what the executive branch can do in certain situations. To be sure, there were other things that were percolating across this great land, and of course, we're going to talk about them too as well, things that you care about. What's hacking you off besides some of the obvious things, the maybe the money woes, maybe you're working for the government and you're tweaked because your salary's going to be cut by 20% in a very short amount of time unless something changes. And speaking of changing it and making it something more palatable for people, the president, while all this was going on with Rand Paul, the president was having dinner at the Jefferson Hotel in Washington with some Republican senators, breaking bread with the Republicans and talking about the financial problems in D.C., the things like the sequester, and also trying to keep the government open so that March 27th, there's not a big shutdown. So while everything was going on in the Senate, the president was out with the senators dining amid the sequester woes and talking about what are some of the possibilities to change things up in D.C. with all of this gridlock and all these questions on the credibility of Obama's White House. He decided to connect to the Republicans and to connect across the board who have worked with Democrats in the past. How about that? Lines of communication, trying to open the lines of communication. And you had people like John McCain from Arizona, Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, Bob Corker from Tennessee, Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, Don Coats, Indiana, and, you know, the list goes on. There were 12 altogether. Saxby Chambliss of Georgia was also there, and it rolled out. So this meeting comes on the heels of all the warnings about the impacts of the sequester that went through and wasn't halted and officially took place on Friday, but it's not all going to come out till really after Friday. And the Republicans have been hammering Obama, and Obama's been hammering the Republicans. So after this dinner and all the topics and all the debate and everything they talked about, it'll be wild to see if there is any kind of a change, if something happens. You know, for example, with looking at, and I've said this before, the problem is there's no real oversight and there's overlap in jobs. So while some people are getting a cut that they shouldn't receive, you have this crazy thing about overtime. The average overtime last year was $304. $304. The White House claimed last week that doing this was going to really cripple some government workers, and it would be better to focus on other people rather than focus on the ones that would get hurt the worst, which kind of made no sense. And the craziest claim was the Capitol Hill janitors, which would see a pay cut, that they were, you know, really seeing a rollback in overtime. So it's not a payback. It's not a pay cut. It's overtime because they were getting so much overtime. And then the Washington Post reports the fact that I just told you, that the average overtime was just slightly over $300. So it wasn't like it was crippling for every single person that had a few hours of overtime. So give me a break. Here's what I'd say. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. They need a full-time fact checker. Do you think that we, to help them, do you think that we could possibly raise some funds for that so we get the real numbers, not the messed up numbers? We'll be back in a minute.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 6th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1577.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1617.11, $808.55 for a half ounce, or $404.28 for a quarter ounce. That's $1617.11, $808.55, and $404.28.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Filibuster. I had Joe who sent me a note and said, what a windbag, talking on and on and on. Give me a break. It's not going to make one bit of difference. So why does he waste his breath? Wow. Do you agree? Did he waste his breath or does he make a point? And was it smart to get a little hoarse to raise the issue of how vague it is to allow the answers on drones and U.S. citizens on our soil just lay out there? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. But we got to throw in some other stuff, right? We need a daily salute because there's been nothing but doom and gloom, especially when we're talking about nonsense of the sequester. And we're talking about the government possibly shutting down, and oh, the president breaks bread and meets with these Republican senators in the hopes that, you know, maybe we can get along better and things could change, and maybe there'll be some fiscal responsibility in Washington. But I say we can't wait for that, right? So here's the thing. You are at an airport. Right? Picture this. You're at an airport. Oof, you're in a great mood. Man, you are in a great mood. And while you're at this airport, when you are getting into a cab, you notice that there's something odd that's there out on the curb, and it's called cash. So what happened was, actually, a part-time parking cashier noticed the cash on the curb. An Alabama foot doctor said he was grateful for the honesty And the honesty came in the form of Pam Holloway a few weeks ago, who found the envelope on the curb where the shuttles unload the passengers at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, our busiest airport. She turned it in and watched her supervisor count the money and then contact the Atlanta cops to pick it up. How about that? I'm going to say that's a salute. That's a daily salute for Pam Holloway to take that money and turn it in, because she could have kept it. She said, I could have held the money, but I didn't do it. I'm an honest citizen. I'm a taxpayer. I believe in doing the right thing. So she decided that, yeah, she couldn't keep it. And they got a hold of the doctor. He called the airport shuttle service, said he had lost some money, and he claimed $100 bills, since he knew specific writing on the envelope and how the money was wrapped. They knew it was his. And he said, and see, this is what you got to love. He said he was impressed and he was going to send her a little reward money because it was just such a nice thing for him to do. He's this guy who's a podiatrist who was rushing to get a flight with a group of his friends to go to Costa Rica. She's just a poor airport worker, but he's going to go to Costa Rica. So he has this envelope full of cash, drops it. She finds it on the curb and ends up turning it in, and he gets it back. So woohoo! That's the daily salute. Do we have some applause? And the crowd goes wild. It's like the crowd at American Idol in the studio. Matt, be honest. Would you turn that money in? You find that money, it's just in an envelope. Hey, lots of people are coming and going. No one's really going to notice that the money there was on the curb. You find it. You're struggling to make ends meet. You're a part-time parking cashier. Do you keep the money?
I don't know. That's a very, very tough question to answer. I think it depends on who I was with.
Meaning friends could steer you in other directions.
I could get pulled to the evil route or to the angelic route.
I understand. I think that, you know, here's the problem. I think I would do the right thing. But there would be the moment in me, if I'm being honest, where I would think, ooh, you know, hey.
I think in the long run, I'd feel too guilty about it.
Yeah, that's what I think.
The guilt would overcome me and consume me.
Right, so what good would it be to get the money, which would be huge? Hey, $7,000. Who can't use $7,000? Here's some money. Go spend it. Pay some bills. Take your own plane trip. Do whatever. But the guilt, that's how I would feel. I'd feel like, wow, some dude dropped this money.
Maybe you found $5,000.
Yeah. If, you know, that's right. I only found some of it. I'm sorry I found $1,000 of your $7,000. But hey, at least I found that. And, you know, he's going to send her something. So I think that's sweet. I think that's great that he's going to do that. And it's just one of those moments where, you know, do you turn the money in or not? And I would say I would feel too guilty because I would know what happened. The guy was frantic, dropped the money, or the woman or whoever. And that's it. And they're going crazy looking for the money. And now I've got this money. And it just feels a little strange. Feels like it's a little tainted, let's say. A little tainted. I said that coming into this segment, that not everybody thought it was so great that Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, ended a 13-hour filibuster with not any tangible results, because he said he was just going to stand there and talk until he got what he wanted. And he wasn't going to get what he wanted. But I think he deserves a lot of credit for having the cojones, let's face it, to just say, you know what, I'm just going to do this filibuster. I'm going to do it. This is what they used to do. I'm going to do it. I'm going to stand up there and I'm going to just keep going. Business in the Senate grinds to a halt, and then Paul gets some help by people from both parties, by the way, so not just Republicans. There were Democrats that were on hand, too. And he launches into the filibuster. You know, and he's still really new to the game, so to speak. Not like he's this tenured, long-time senator. He's not. He's been there for a couple of years. That's it. So he tried to hold up the nomination over his concerns, and now many of our concerns, about the president's authority to kill Americans with drones. So his filibuster was 2 hours longer than most in U.S. history. It really started to lose steam at about the 10-hour mark. He finished speaking at 12:40, specifically 12:40 a.m. Eastern Time. His filibuster lasted 12 hours and 52 minutes. And he said, you know, afterwards, because everybody's going to ask him, geez, how do you feel? How do you feel? You're on your legs the whole time. He said, my legs hurt. My feet hurt. Everything hurts right now. We did the best that we could. And he did say, and I'll be curious about this as well, he said he'd be surprised if he didn't hear back from the White House. So in a show of support, you know, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell came to the Senate floor, congratulated him for being so tenacious and for his conviction. And McConnell called Obama's choice of Brennan a controversial nominee. I mentioned this previously, if you heard me talking about it, but the late Congressman Strom Thurmond holds the record for the longest filibuster, more than 24 hours. But it was pretty wild to see it because, you know, you don't see anyone doing that. And he's putting them on notice that, it's, you know, do you really, you want the drone flying overhead? Is that what we want from our government? Do we want some kind of secret drone launch and then taking someone out? And he said he'd be raising the same complaints under a Republican president, that it had nothing to do with the, let me just tackle Obama. And I like the best quote, I think, of everything that Rand Paul had to say was, no one politician should be allowed to judge the guilt, to charge an individual, to judge the guilt of an individual, and to execute an individual. It goes against everything that we fundamentally believe in our country. So wild to see it. It's very rare. I'll say it again, but if you remember filibuster, I think growing up, filibuster just meant to me that you don't get the 60 votes you need to move forward on a final vote on a certain bill. This is much different by the fact that he stood up there for all that time. Bravo to Rand Paul. We'll see if he hears anything back from the White House. You're going to hear more on the flip side about something completely different, talking about a legal issue that could affect some of you in the workplace. That's next here on America Tonight.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
NPSExpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Hey, hey, well, I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Hey, hey, said I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. And if I share with you my story, would you share your dollar with me?
We've been talking about this story a lot, and it has to do with the workplace and working remotely. A big firestorm was ignited when Marissa Mayer, the CEO of Yahoo, ordered her troops back to work. In other words, so many of the engineers and other people were able to work remotely. Now she says she wants the synergy of everyone being at the workplace to create collaboration and innovation, and that's the problem with Yahoo is what she's saying, and she feels as though if people don't telecommute, they come back to work, they'll be that much more effective. Joining us now and from our virtual green room on the West Coast, Angela Reddick joins us, and she is an employment and workplace lawyer. Angela, this is ripe for lawsuits, I got to say, first off the bat. Welcome to the show, by the way.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And the looking at what Marissa Mayer has put into place, as you know, there's been a lot of tongues wagging, a lot of conversation over this. Best Buy has jumped on this and saying they want their employees to do the same thing. There are a lot of people that are upset about it. There are a lot of people that think it makes sense. Do you think that we'll see a flurry of lawsuits?
I'm not sure we'll see a flurry of lawsuits because telecommuting is really a benefit of employment. It's not an entitlement of employment, but it's something that we've started to see roll out in the 90s and the 2000s, where as employers and particularly the technology companies like Yahoo – started to think about what would distinguish them as an employer and what would attract people to their companies, they started to think of new ways of doing business. And so telecommuting became a really popular alternative to having people come into the office. And part of the thought behind it is that it would help create work-life balance for, you know, parents and families and so forth, to the extent they wanted to have great and high quality jobs, but also be able to spend more time doing other things, that telecommuting would be a good option. So I think the fury we're seeing now is because this great opportunity that people have had for so many years, employers are kind of stepping up now and saying, we're not quite so sure that's working in the way that we wanted it to. And, you know, so it's quite bold for Yahoo and Best Buy, and presumably other companies are going to follow. It's quite bold of them to now say, we don't think telecommuting is a great benefit anymore.
Would I have any, as you say, it's a benefit, but would I have a leg to stand on if I was a great employee, got high marks, kept getting promotions, kept getting pay bumps, and now you're affecting my personal life because I don't have to have, you know, I'm not dropping my child off at daycare, I'm able to bring someone in, it's cheaper, there's things that have changed with my life and my budget, because now I don't have to drive my car all the time, there's certain things that have happened. So would I have any at all, any chance at saying, listen, you can't do this to me and this is the reasons why, or no?
Yeah, I think it'd be a tough sell and a tough lawsuit. Basically, if you think about it, most lawsuits are rooted in what we call a protected category. So in order to bring a discrimination suit or harassment suit, it has to be based on some protected category, such as race, gender, disability, religion, something that's protected constitutionally. And so telecommuting is just not one of those rights. It's very much like vacation time or sick time, things that we're used to in the workplace and we're used to most employers providing. But unless you're a unionized or a contracted employee, employers really don't have a responsibility or an obligation to provide those benefits. But they do, because that's part of what attracts people to your particular work environment. And so telecommuting falls within that same category. The only way I could see a possible lawsuit stemming from removal of a telecommuting policy is perhaps if the employer offers it to one group of individuals and they don't offer it to another group and they're in the same classification, and that basis is based on a protected category such as race or gender. So let's say, an employer offers telecommuting to all the white men but deny it to all the black women. And so maybe they would make a claim that, you know, there's a race discrimination or gender discrimination in terms of how the employer is carrying out the telecommuting policy. But just taking away a telecommuting policy on its own is not a basis for a lawsuit.
And I guess, you know, the other thing would be that I'm thinking off the top of my head, a lot of people also get to live, you know, they're not living in Silicon Valley. You'd have to move back there. You could have your family in Idaho or New Jersey or wherever.
Right,
and I know that that's the case with this company. A lot of people live in other areas. But legally, I guess it's the same thing. If they tell you you have to come back, then you have to move back. Could you ask for move money to come to the company?
Possibly. And some of those individuals, particularly if they are highly paid executives, they may have contracts that actually guarantee them something like telecommuting. And certainly if there's something that's contractually based or that's been guaranteed to them, then they may have a breach of contract action, or they may have an action that basically they were misled in terms of their employment, and if they, as you indicated earlier, they took certain steps in their lives based on the company's telecommuting policy. But if that's not a guarantee in writing as a part of a contract, I would say it still would be a difficult claim to bring. And I imagine that Yahoo and Best Buy have thought through this, and for those that are impacted that may live in other states or what have you, I would hope they're taking steps to make it easier for them to return to work. And maybe some of those individuals that offer buyout packages or severance packages if they choose not to, they choose not to return to work or are not happy with the telecommuting policy.
Yeah. Angela, do you have with the kind of law that you do, I heard these a lot of lawsuits are up in this area because of some horrific things that happen often in the workplace. What are the most common things that you deal with? Lately, what have you seen a lot of? In other words, where people are coming to you with a legitimate reason to go after a company or whatever. What are you seeing lately?
Interestingly, I'm seeing lots of claims in the area of disability because what you have a number of people who are going out on leave for medical reasons, and in a place like California, a medical reason now can be stress, for example. So imagine the stress the person experiences in the workplace, and now you can take a valid leave based on that. So we're seeing many more claims of when people have to go out on a leave and they would like to return to work and the employer doesn't return them to work or they terminated their position, and so they're filing disability claims and discrimination based on alleged disability or medical conditions. And so in California, we're seeing a number of claims in that area. We're also seeing a number of retaliation claims. And those stem from, you know, in every work environment, you have a right to engage in what we call protected activity. So if you report something illegal happening to your company, that's protected under federal and state law. You have a right not to be discriminated against, not to be harassed. And so what happens often is when employees report these things to human resources or to the powers that be within their companies, they may find that they don't necessarily have a valid claim for discrimination or harassment, but they find that after they make that claim, the company starts to treat them differently, or they're demoted, or they have a change in their salary. And that action in and of itself creates a retaliation claim. And so we're seeing an explosive number of retaliation claims in California. And it's not based on the original underlying conduct, i.e., I believe I was discriminated against. It's based on once I reported the discrimination, you started to treat me differently. And you would be amazed to see the number of claims based on those types of actions.
Yeah.
So disability and retaliation are probably the biggest in California right now.
Yeah. As somebody who specializes in this, I mean, there's so many different branches of the law, obviously. It has to make you feel good that people aren't afraid to go after the company, because I think for far too long people were afraid to say or do anything. Do you feel like that's changing?
Yes. And one of my theories of practicing law, what's interesting is in a state like California, employers actually have a responsibility to educate employees on issues of discrimination and harassment and other, you know, protected legal rights within the workplace. And so what that means is you have a really empowered workforce. And as a result of that, when employees feel wronged, they are starting to come forward more often than not. I actually am on the employer side when I'm litigating, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. but I also have a mediation practice, which is the majority of my practice now. And in that practice, I spend most of my time helping employers and employees resolve disputes. And that's what I really love, because it's my sense that every work environment has the potential to be really great. And if you can get people around the table talking through their differences and ironing out their differences, then you're really making a contribution. But even as a mediator, obviously, with the explosion of claims and disability, retaliation and traditional discrimination claims, I'm seeing a lot of cases and a lot of work because, you know, almost like a husband and wife relationship, the employer relationship is probably the next most significant relationship that you will have in your life, or your partner relationship.
Yeah, no kidding. Angela Reddick, it was nice meeting you. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you, and I look forward to hearing more about this issue of telecommuting. I think it's definitely going to be a hot topic, and it's going to be interesting to see how it impacts other work environments and the employers that are going to come forward. I think there are going to be many employers that will now feel empowered to say, we're not so sure about this policy anymore. Let's give it another look.
Yeah, I agree with you. Angela, thanks.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene.
Doing, Jolly? Let's go to Rick. Rick, Dolly didn't want to stop talking. She was filibustering the show, so now you have the floor.
Oh, Kate.
Hello.
Yeah, I heard on the news all these the people on the course take a day off from work, offense people, but they're going to get reimbursed later on, so they lose enough.
They're going to, wait, the ones that are going to forced to be furloughed, like a day here, a day there, 20 days,
yeah, but,
the, you,
but they
you're saying?
Get reimbursed for that day. So they ain't losing nothing. Maybe
eventually.
They, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
So they ain't losing nothing. They're just crying more than the Baptist at a funeral.
You are terrible. No mercy. You would not, listen, you would not want to have to be forced to take furlough days and wait for money. There's no way.
Well, I mean, if I was making $60,000-$70,000 a year, I don't think a day is going to hurt me.
Yeah, but not all of them are making $60,000. You know, there's people that are making like $45,000.
Plus the pension.
Well, plus the pension. But okay, but plus the pension.
The
but I'm talking about the actual money in hand. I don't think that's, they say $50,000 is poverty because of the amount that's taken out for taxes. And especially you have a family.
Well, if you get $50,000 a year, your pension when you retire, you get like $45,000 a year. Hard to go, sorry, people like that.
Well, okay, well, you're talking about a certain level of government. I understand. But that's not everybody. You have to remember there are people that are on the lower levels of like the Department of Defense or the Treasury Department or whatever, the grunts that really do some heavy lifting that are not making the kind of money that you're talking about, and they're definitely affected by this.
Any federal workers that make them good money. Walmart.
You're just jealous of government workers, Rick.
That's
come
my
on.
Tax dollars.
It's my tax dollars, too. I know. I agree with you. But here's the thing. You and I are in agreement that we don't need a gigantic, ridiculous, triple-double government, that where there's too much overlap. I know you feel that same way. But we do have to have some government, don't we?
Yeah.
We do.
I heard that the military, you know, all the military is at the band, like Army, Navy, at their band.
Yeah.
And they spent $388 million a year. That's $388 million a year on that ban. Now, do we need that?
No.
It's a little ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, and that's the problem. There's too much. There are too many things that don't make sense that we're paying for, and there's no one to really say no, except for the people we elect that are in Congress, and it's all the nonsense that gets stuffed into bills and all that other stuff. That ultimately becomes the money that's earmarked for these crazy things, or these departments have budgets that they put up, and then part of the budgets, part of what's in the budget, they allocate money for so many ridiculous things, and that's it. If we could just cull all that down and what's necessary and what's not necessary, we could save a ton of money.
And then they said the DSA just ordered a bunch of uniforms for everybody, and that's about $58.
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah.
I just want to know who's getting the cut. Who's getting actually cut?
Well, yeah. Mostly it's the furlough stuff. It's the furloughing the days and then, you know, ultimately getting that money back from that. That's what it is. So they're not, they can't just cut them. That's what they're doing. They're furloughing. Teachers, now there's problems with teachers on some of these bases and stuff. They can get just flat out fired. And there's some other examples like that, but for the most part, no, it's mostly in those days and like the overtime and cutting all the overtime and all that.
Yeah. I think just smoking mirrors. So.
Listen, I have some very good friends that work for the government who bust their tails, and they're not making big bucks. They do have a retirement, but trust me, it's not a pot of gold that you're talking about. They're not, you know, they're not the IRS chief, or they're not running the naval shipyard in Philadelphia. But listen, I understand the frustration, Rick. I'm right there with you. Because ultimately, all of us, all of you listening to me, are, at least in the States, are theoretically, right, taxpayers, and we're paying for it. You're right. We're paying for, I think, the ridiculous overlap. It's like when you have the government waste that comes out, you know, the book that's issued every year, and you look at it, and you see these ridiculous things that we've earmarked thousands and thousands of dollars for, and you just want to pull your hair out because you can't believe it. You can't understand why are we spending money that way. It doesn't make any sense. All right, you've made some sense. Each and every show, I always invite people to chime in, either by calling us at 855-266-5283 or by letting us know what you think through the miracle of snail mail and the mailbag. Without further ado, let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. This one from Mary T., who says, Kate D., like America Tonight, do not like what's going on with the crazy sequester. Why? Because it's been talked about so bloody much. Half of us are sick of hearing about the automatic cuts that fell down. And the second part is, why do the politicians look so dumbfounded by what's happened when they knew for over a year that this was going to be the ultimate result of not coming up with any kind of an agreement and not going through programs and figuring out where it would be easy to pull the money from? I just don't understand. All right, this one comes to us from the Lion, who says, Kate, I heard one night when you threw Al Gore in your dungeon, I laughed hysterically. That's when I knew I loved you. Did you see that Al Gore has been sued over his Current TV, over the sale of Current TV? And yes, I did see where he's being sued. And, you know, the thing about the whole Al Gore deal to me is the fact that he was Mr. Green, and then it turned out his house wasn't so green. Then he gets involved with Current TV, and he has the $500 million sale to Al Jazeera where they show people being beheaded on their network. Yes, I know they have some journalists and they have some news from England and other areas, but let's face it, Al Jazeera is where Al-Qaeda dumps off their stuff and then they air it. That's where they air it. And he tried to talk circles around what was really going on there. So it's not surprising that other things would come out of this. And what's happened with the suit is that the lawsuit that was filed is filed in San Francisco by John Tenorzee, who presented himself as a media consultant, executive, and TV producer, who came up with the idea for the distribution of an American version of Al Jazeera. So he's saying he was cut out of the deal, and because he came up with it and he created it, he shouldn't have been cut out of the deal, and decided that he should go after Al Gore in court. And we'll see. You got to have a whole lot of paperwork, and you have to have a whole lot of evidence to support the claim that you should have been part of the strategy and part of the ultimate proposal for what would have been a cut into the final sale of this. And I think he's going to have to pay a lot in lawyer fees to go up against Al Gore, especially when the guy has all that money. He'll keep you tied up. Trust me. I bet you eventually this thing goes away.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.